Attaining Contentment by Toleration. Once upon a time, a foolish young fox and a wise old deer lived together under a large tree. One day, strong winds tore off several twigs, which fell onto the backs of the fox and the deer. The deer did not think much of it, since it was quite common for the wind to break off small branches. But the fox could not tolerate it and decided to move to another place. Just as the fox was leaving, the deer said, "This large tree shelters us from the rain and the wind and provides us with sweet fruit. So why do you want to go elsewhere?" "Because I can't stand living here any longer," replied the fox. "If you think this is such a good place, then you can stay here by yourself." And without even turning his head, the fox ran off. The fox first settled down on a large plain where the temperature was very high during the day but freezing cold at night. However, a few days later, he decided to move again since he could not bear the drastic changes in temperature. As he was leaving, he met another deer who asked, "Why are you leaving? Although the weather is unpleasant, it is a safe place because it is free from predators." "There is no perfect place in this world, you know. Everyone must experience some discomfort in this life. You should accept that and stay here." "No," replied the fox. "I can't stand this uncomfortable climate, so I'm going somewhere else." Then the foolish fox came upon a lush green hill where the weather was nice and the view spectacular, so he decided to stay. However, only a couple of days later, the fox noticed vicious lions and cunning wolves roaming around. Their dreadful roaring and howling shook him to the very bone, but he decided to stay anyway because he loved the beautiful scenery. But one day, when the fox was out hunting, he was caught by a voracious wolf. It was only then, when he ended up in the mouth of a wolf, that he finally regretted not taking the advice of his friends. Nobody is perfect, and no place is either. The world has both Arctic and tropical zones, and one naturally adapts to the climate of the place where one is born. Also, every culture has its own lifestyle. However, adaptation only breeds complacency, and the pain one suffers, as well as the happiness one enjoys, are, after all, decided only by one's karma. Each person has his own character, his own level of knowledge, his own desires, and his own unique lifestyle. Everyone must tolerate others in order to live in harmony. Everyone must accommodate themselves to the unique characters and habits of others. Everyone has different dreams and hopes, and everyone achieves different goals. Of course, we all naturally wish that things would happen in our own way, as it is in our nature to compete against one another to achieve our own goals. Nevertheless, if we can tolerate one another, all our arguments and rivalries will be eliminated. We all have greed, anger, ignorance, and the bad temperaments that arise from them. But we also have kindness, compassion, joy, and renunciation, and the benign characteristics that arise from those. Our personalities are determined by which of those characteristics are most prominent in us. As the essence of the mind is pure, good or bad habits come from a gradual process of accumulation. Just as bad habits can be formed, so they can be changed. It all depends on how willing we are to change for the better. Elders in ancient times have said, "It is easier to move a mountain than it is to change a person's character." This is only because habits are firmly ingrained and not because they are unalterable. If you have wisdom and are willing to practice Buddhism, any bad habit can be changed. Furthermore, you can transcend the six paths of reincarnation and break the cycle of birth and death to attain liberation.